Turn our Bibles to 2 Corinthians. I want to read you verses 1 through 11 of chapter 1 to kind of orient us into today's study on the comfort of God. As you're turning there, I just want to remind you that we do have some brethren who are experiencing affliction and who are being equipped by God so they can comfort us. And we can turn around and comfort them. We'll continue to remember Chuck and Peggy. Don't forget, tomorrow, the doctor's hopefully going to be able to close up what remains of his left foot, to be able to close it up and finalize it, make sure the infection is completely gone, and then hopefully they'll be able to go home soon thereafter and then begin working toward the rehab and the prosthetics being added to his right leg and his left foot. So be praying for Chuck and Peggy. God's really given him great comfort. He's trusting the Lord through this trial. His attitude's great, and we're just very thankful for your prayers. And as Paul said in verse 11, what I'm about to read, he said, please help us with your prayers, and I believe the Thompsons have been helped by the prayers of God's people. So continue to pray there. Also, don't forget our brother Jan Vrieswijk, who's continuing there in Holland, visiting his brother Jope. Is his brother still alive, Trina? But he's had some tough goes this week, and his brother has late stages of leukemia. And so continue to pray for Jan. They'll be returning next Sunday. And so be praying for our dear brother as he gets time with his brother, that it might be some coherent time, and that he might come back as a deacon amongst us, really knowing how to comfort those who've been through or going through such trials. As God's going to use that in his life to help us, and then, of course, us minister back to him. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 1 through 11. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the church of God that is at Corinth, with all the saints who are in the whole of Achaia. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our affliction, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. For as we share abundantly in Christ's sufferings, so through Christ we are.